We are mere hours from the weekend. Got any plans? Hippo editor Amy Diaz has some ideas. She joins us to talk about good eats in the Granite State. Hey, Amy.
Good morning.
It's like Christmas for foodies this week, isn't it?
It is. There are so many opportunities to sample delicious things all over New Hampshire.
All right. Let's get to it. The Hippo this week is detailing some of the highlights of what's known as Manchester's Eats Week. Of course, Restaurant Week on the Seacoast is happening right now. But I'm wondering if Manchester's looking to contend with Portsmouth with Eats Week.
Well, you know, they're certainly looking to show off what Manchester does in terms of food. And one of the things that Eats Week does in particular is kind of show the diversity of restaurants, but also just sort of food-related places in downtown Manchester. Eats Week is a little more loosey-goosey than a traditional restaurant week in the sense that some restaurants are going to be offering, you know, set price meals where you get maybe three courses or two courses. And then some restaurants are just going to be doing special discounts for the week. So the idea is just to give people an excuse to maybe try out a place they haven't been or go back to a place they haven't been in a while.
Okay, so you say they're trying to show some diversity. I know there's a lot more bakeries than there used to be in town. What are some of the highlights for you? What are some of the things that stand out?
Yeah, exactly. There are a couple of bakeries that are participating and they're doing specials. You know, I think one person had a coffee and muffin special, so almost kind of more of a breakfast thing. And there are places that are doing some breakfast stuff as well as places doing lunch, so it's not just dinner. You know, Ben and Jerry's is downtown. They're going to be involved. And then there are going to be some restaurants offering more kind of sit-down meals.
Okay. The Made in New Hampshire Expo is happening this weekend as well, and I'm sure you'll find plenty of local food products there.
Oh, absolutely. You know, food is going to make up a huge part of this. And you know, the thing about the Made in New Hampshire Expo is it really is all stuff made in New Hampshire. So you're going to find, and you're going to find everything from what they're really calling micro businesses. So businesses where it's still someone, you know, maybe they have a, this is kind of their second job and they're really just starting to, you know, really big companies. I think Budweiser is actually one of the people that's going to be there this year.
Has the buy local and eat local movements had a clear effect on the expo over the years? Are they seeing more people coming because of that?
You know, I was talking to the organizers about that, and they said, because they're kind of their tagline is, we were buy local before buy local was cool. and they think that because that has become something that people think about more, especially when it comes to food, they kind of want to know where their food comes from, that that attracts more people to the expo than, you know, might normally come just for some of the crafts or something like that. You know, this is a chance, and it's actually kind of like the way it is at a farmer's market. It's a chance to come and to meet the people who produce, you know, whatever it is you're buying, whether it's cookies or gourmet dog biscuits or, you know, some jewelry. You're going to, a lot of times the person manning the booth is the person who made it. So you get a chance to really find out more about the product.
But is it good for the businesses themselves? Do they really grow their business in the long run?
You know, it does. First of all, it lets them just introduce themselves to new customers. And so the expo runs today, Friday through Sunday. Friday is a day when the organizers have actually invited a lot of people from bigger stores all over the area, distributors, small gift shops. And those people come in and they're getting a chance to meet the vendors. And so maybe some of their products end up on their shelves. And it's a way for the vendors to, you know, meet all kinds of customers, whether it's direct retail or wholesale.
So it's good for business to business as well as business to customer.
Exactly.
Amy Diaz is editor of The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays to give us details on events happening around the Granite State. And you'll find much more information online on these events at nhpr.org on the arts and culture page. Amy, good to see you.
Have a great weekend.